Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Cash flow cookbook recipes for everything about money. I'll have you know that I'm a very good baker because I can follow a recipe. I like that.
No, because you go to the bakery and you ask them to bake it for you and you call it your own. You liar.
Gordon Stein's joining us today, Toronto author of Cash Flow Cookbook. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Hey, great. Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Love the title, as you've no doubt gathered from the introduction here. Let's talk a little bit about what the cash flow, what the cash flow cookbook is. Why'd you write it?
Well, you know what? I guess a couple things. One is when you read all the stats about Canadians and their finances, as a country, we need a lot of help. So very few people taking advantage of registered education savings programs, people often underprepared for retirement in terms of their savings, and just day-to-day money management, really common topic. People need a lot of help. And the book actually got started when a friend of mine was in my car, and he looked at a gas receipt for a car wash and said, geez, why would you pay money for a car wash? And so then he went on to explain he uses, you know, the Esso Extra card and the Speed Pass and so on and so forth. So I started doing that, hadn't paid for a car wash in about 3 years. I thought, geez, you know, that's saving $25 a month. And I thought that was so slick, it took me 10 minutes. And then I switched my home alarm monitoring to the discount home alarm monitoring. That was another $25, and there was $50. I thought, I wonder what else there is. So that led to a two-year journey of researching the best personal finance hacks, and it just fit the format of a cookbook. That's how it got started.
Well, I think that's an interesting way to approach it. Now, just before we get started here, if somebody wants to get a hold of the book, it's called Cashflow Cookbook. How do they do that?
You can go to cashflowcookbook.com, order it directly, and there's all kinds of blog posts and other information on there. And it's also available as both a Kindle book and a paperback on Amazon.
All right, so tempt us with some of these delicious recipes of yours.
Well, like I say, the first one we start off with this crazy one about car washes. So there's $25 a month. The recipes vary in Cashflow Cookbook from $25 a month up to things that are $1,000 a month or more. And some of them were interesting ones that people often overlook. And the ideas are all easy to implement, not a lot of work, but big savings. So one example that was quite interesting in the research is people's use of these storage lockers. So people are paying anywhere from $150 up to $450 or more a month. And when you do a bit of audit of what people are storing, often it's things that wouldn't even pay 1 month's worth of rent on it. And they move out of a house to an apartment, or there's a divorce, or there's some sort of a change, and they store away all their furniture because it doesn't work in the new house. Well, it's probably not going to work in the house after that either. So in most of those cases, it'd be far smarter to sell off the goods for whatever they can get and save a monthly recurring charge at a storage locker. So that's another example of something people can look at. Another one that's quite common is mortgage life insurance. So, you know, getting a house and the banker will typically say, geez, you know, what if something happens to you? Your loved one's going to want to keep paying the mortgage. We should offer some protection there. And people go, of course. And they're right. They are smart to protect it, but typically not with bank-offered mortgage life insurance. It tends to be significantly more expensive than just getting some term insurance from another provider. So a typical savings there could be $50, $60 or more dollars a month, and you're getting better coverage, which doesn't decline as you pay off the mortgage. So those are examples of what's in there. The idea is it's written in six sections, so food and drink, household, lifestyle, and financial, etc. And you just go through, and if one isn't applicable, no problem, just like a recipe book, you go to the next recipe. But it's a great check to make sure that you've really optimized all of your finances.
So, Gordon, which one was the one that surprised you the most? Like the savings, you're like, I'm surprised I could actually save by taking on this recipe?
I would say in the research, the one that really surprised me, I hadn't even thought of, is clothing costs. And one of the stats that you see repeatedly when you do a bit of digging on this is that people only ever wear 20% of the clothing that they buy. And clothing tends to take up 6% of the average Canadian household budget. So if you imagine a typical household income, that's about $5,000 a year. So if you're buying $5,000 a year of clothing every year and only wearing 20% of it, that means 80% of that $5,000 or $4,000 is going to end up on a street sale. So all that money's going. What tends to happen is people say, oh, my goodness, this thing's on sale. What a great deal. They don't take the time to try it on, or it's a little big or a little small. But, hey, look at this great deal. Comes home, lands in their closet. Every time you go in the closet, you always look for the thing that you like the most. You don't look for the second or third string clothing. And then a couple years later, you say, let's sell it in the yard sale for 5 cents on the dollar. So that was one that was pretty surprising. Another one, the book also has some one-time savings ideas. Another one that I actually went through myself is one of our kids was a great piano player. So, you know, of course, you got to get him a real piano, not just a little keyboard. Yeah. So that was a $3,000 or $4,000 expenditure. If you go on Kijiji toward the end of every month, you'll see dozens of pianos for free. And most of them are as nice or nicer as the one that we paid a few thousand dollars for. And people don't realize that because musical instruments is a great thing to buy used because people try it. Everyone thinks they're going to be Eddie Van Halen, and it's much harder than it looks. So guitars, pianos, and pianos are big, and they got to be gone by the end of the month when you need to move. So you have a very motivated seller, and typically the price is free for beautiful multi-thousand-dollar pianos. So those are a couple of cash flow cookbook ideas that surprised me.
Okay, so I got to tell you, my fiance hates you because I love your comment about the clothing. I got to go back to that one. I'm just wondering what happens when she divorces me when I pay this clip for her on the on Sunday, or I get her to tune in, and she says, "Oh no, Dave, we ain't gonna do that." I love the idea of it, and it's probably very true that we in that particular case. Have a lot of extra spending.
Oh, for sure.
Well, we all do it. I mean, if you have a coat drive at your company, which is a great charity idea, but I'm always amazed at the number of coats you pull out of the closet. Most of them you haven't even seen in years, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So paying a little bit more attention and making some better decisions up front is great in the clothing.
So one more for your next book, my friend. For your next recipe you can put on your second book would be Do Not Go for Dinner with Dave Popwich. He always forgets his wallet, so you end up paying for the whole check.
I get to write the chapter.
Yeah, and then he keeps the receipt and somehow ends up on his tax filing. So just be aware of that. Put that on your next book. But I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been a great pieces of ideas and some research there. Fantastic.
Yeah, great. So have your listeners check out cashflowcookbook.com. Lots more recipes on there, lots more blog posts and ideas.
Lots of sensible stuff. Thanks a lot for joining us, Gordon.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
Gordon Stein, Toronto author of Cashflow Cookbook.
We're going to talk about that at our seminar on Tuesday, July 24th. That's the next one. 7 o'clock, 7, 8 o'clock is your commitment. If you want to join us, it's going to be at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, Beer. You can register two ways. You can give us a call, 403-966-8400, or you can go to pkag.ca and register online. Either way, we look forward to seeing you there and having that conversation. We're going to wrap up another show here, but before we do that, can I remind you that if you're interested in any of the past segments, today's or previous shows, you can access those on morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can have them delivered directly to you by searching for More Than Money CHQR on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. Have a great weekend.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.